Rabbi Akiva's out the pin, Loi Tamas Achoiva, you mechoyev to me metami to the system, Mishum Kavar Abrias. That's Kavar Amesim, Kavar Chaim, Kavar Achaim. And Rabbi Shmuel says, Loi Tamas Arishus. It's permissible, but it's not a chiyev. So the way we pass in La Locha, Loi Tamas, that is the marker for the obligation to demonstrate Kavar Abrias. The Ramam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs counts Loi Tamas one of the Taryak Mitzvahs, one of the Ramach Mitzvahs, I say. And he says, included in the mitzvah Loi Tamas is Abelus Yom Rishon. Because the whole chiyuv to be mesabel is to show kavod abrius, kavod amesim, kavod achaim is kavod achaim, kavod amesim. Where did the Rambam get this idea that lo yitam is the makah for avelus? That's what he says in the Gemara in the third parak of Moitzot, in parak Eilu Megalchen. The loshon abrius is kol all the relatives shakoyim metam alehem ha'avul mesabel alehem. Those seven relatives, then hosif alehem, then they added on achos anesua. Also, in the Chumash, the coin is not betamito achoso hanesua. Only achoso hapsula shelo hoisalish lo yitama. And then hosif aleim, what if it's a half brother, a half sister? Okay, also. So that, but that's based on the Gemara. Kol shakoyim betamu lahem, because the Gemara understood that tumas kohanim is mikoyach the mitzvah of avelis. And that's why the Rambam writes, kama chamurihi mitzvah avelis, shenitches miponeho isa tumas kohanim. We had this in Machloikis, Rashi and Taisvis, and Dav, Chof, Amud, Aleph, Taisvis, Diba, Maschil, Shevi, Altasa, Shiny. So Taisvis quotes Rashi and they disagree with Rashi. Rashi says that if it says, and we have sometimes a concept of Hutran, sometimes a concept of Duchuya. What's the difference between Hutran and Duchuya? The Gemara in Yuma, Davov, has all sugya, Davov, Dav Zayin, goes on, Machloikis. Amaroim, then the Gemara shows it's really a machlokes hatanoim. What's the din? A korban sibur you're permitted to bring even in a state of tuma. Is that because tuma duchuya b'tzibur, the tzorach akrobas korbanus tzibur is doicha de yisa tuma? Or do you say no, tuma hutra b'tzibur? Melachatchila, when the prohibition of tuma, of hakrobah b'tuma, was formulated by the Torah, it never applied to the situation of a korban sibur. The main afkemina whether hutra tchuya. Bottom line, in mutter. What's the difference? In mutter with the krechts and mutter without a krechts. That's how Rashi says over there. The tura tchuya means bekoshi hitira hatorah. You have the krechts when you do. Rashi over here says like bekoshi hitira hatorah. And if it's tuma hutra b'tziba is hetagama. What's the difference whether with the krechts or without a krechts? Mutter is mutter. Halacha ma'is mutter. You must know the difference is if it's tchuya, then you only say A is decha B is if it's yevshel kaim shneim. If the only way to fulfill the mitzvah that you have to do is by violating the Issa. But if it's Efshe L'Kaim Shneim, if you strain yourself a little bit, then you can fulfill the mitzvah without violating the Avera. Let's say all the Kohanim in today's Beisav Atomi. But there are Kohanim for yesterday's Beisav and tomorrow's Beisav. Every week there's a different Mishmar. There are 24 Mishmaras, and every week, Shabbos, they switch the Mishmaras. And every day of the week, Sunday through Friday, there's a different Beisav, they divide it up. And then Shabbos, everybody goes home. And whoever stays behind from that Mishmar, on Shabbos, they all serve together. So you don't have a separate Beisav for Shabbos. So more correct is, you should only have the Kohanim from today's Shabbos, do the Hakrovas HaKavonis today. But that's not Miyakeh B'Dieved. You can have a Kohanim from a different Beisav, do the Avodah today. So if all the Kohanim from today's Beisav Atomei, and you have to bring Tamid Mumusofim today, Karbonish is Manam Kavua, Karbon Tziba is a Karbonish is Manam Kavua. So if the din is that Tuma Hutru B'Tziba Heta Gomer, so you back with the Karbonis, B'Tuma. But if the din is it's only Dechuya B'Tziba, it's Doiche, so it's only Doiche if it's Epshel Kaim Shne. And since it's Epshel Kaim Shne, you can have Kohanim from yesterday if it's tomorrow's Beis Abdu, so then it's not going to be Doiche. That's the Gemara's Nafkamina. That's one Nafkamina. The Gemara has other Nafkaminas as well. So this question, what's the nature of the heter when you have a conflict, let's say such a similar shaila, if my brother died, I don't have any brothers. If I would have a brother who would be married and he would die with leaving no children, so I would have a mitzvah of yibum. But if he does leave children, then it's eshesach shalom amakam mitzvah sinisa kares. So when the brother dies leaving no children and the Yisra Eishasach doesn't apply because B'makam Mitzvah is Mutter, is that Hutra or is that Dechuya? Is that considered Hutra or Dechuya? So the So the Gemara says it's a machlokes hatanoi, that there's one Tana Abu Shaul holds, it's only mutter if you have kavona l'shem mitzvah. If you're only prepared to perform the yibum because she's good looking, or because she's a big miyuchesa, she's an eden kol from Nachsam Sefer or something, or because she's from a wealthy family, and I have an ulterior motive why I want to do the yibum, I'm not doing a l'shem mitzvah, then it's not mutter. So Abba Shoulder is of the opinion that b'makam yibum eishasach is mutter b'makam mitzvah means that the kiyama mitzvah, if you do the mitzvah l'shma, then the kiyama mitzvah is deicha the iser of eishasach. If you do shalom l'shma, then it's considered kepageba iser erva. Shalom how we paskin there. Ashkenazim follow Abba Shoulder. That's why we don't permit yibum. We only permit chalitza b'zman hazeh, because we don't trust anybody today that they're doing other shame mitzvah. And the Svardim hold that at one time in history, the Gemara says the psak changed in different generations, the consensus changed. You always follow the rov of the Chachamim in your generation, so the consensus changed over the years. So there was a period of time where the psak was like Abba Shaul, but according to the Svardim, the psak was reversed in the later generation, so they hold that you can still do evil. Then when they established the Rabbanut, when they established the government in Arizona in 1948, so they had to have a Rabbanut. So the Rabbanut decided that they're going to have Psachid, one unified Psach for Ashkenazim and Svardim, that they're not going to permit anybody to do any Yibum anymore. Okay. The Rishonim say that Rabbi Shol Shita is only with the Rabbanut. In the Torah, everybody agrees that it's really Mutter, even if he does it, even if he does the Yibum Shalo Lushma, because Eshesach b'makam mitzvah is hutra, it's not that it's duchuya. What do you mean? The mitzvah of Yibam is doicha, the isra of Eshesach. Eshesach is an alav sheesh b'koris. Usually you don't have eser doicha loisese, the Gemara says it doesn't apply by alav sheesh b'koris. What if you have a mila b'shabbos? You do a bris mila b'zman is doicha shabbos. Mila shla b'zman is not doicha shabbos. Mila b'zman is doicha shabbos. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber and the Rama. In the end of Hilchas Mila in Yeruday, whether that's Hutra Dechuya. My nafkamina, in Europe they used to have a practice, it's very rare here in America, by one of my children, we had by the first child, that you mechab two different moilim to do the bris. You mechab one moil to do the Mila and one moil to do the Priya. Years ago they used to do the Mila, you cut off the outer thick skin, and then the lower membrane is much thinner. So years ago, they used to cut off the outer orha orla, the thick skin. One mile would do that, and then afterwards they would have another mile do. They would have a 2 mile. One mile would do the priya. Today, most moilim don't do like that at all. Most moilim cut off both bevasachas. So it's not shocking to me we have two different people. Or there's a question. There's a machlekes to Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam. When do you say the bracha lachnisa bebrisa shel Avraham Avinu? So by the Svardim, they say the bracha lachnisa b'viso shel Avraham Avinu, what they put the baby on the kisa shel Elio. They say the bracha before, they even say the bracha al hamila, way before, a minute or two before. By Ashkenazim, we don't say it before, but the question is, do you say both brachas al hamila, lachnisa b'viso shel Avraham Avinu, right before you do the milo? Or no, maybe al hamila is a bichas hamitzvah, shekirishan b'mitzvah shevitzvah al hamila, that should be oiva lasiyasam. Should be lacher. So that's a machlekes in Taisus. A machlekes, the two brothers, Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam. Rashbam is the older brother. He learned Becharusa with Rashi. It was Rashi's grandson. Rabbi Natam is the younger brother. He was a little baby when Rashi died. He didn't learn. He disagrees a lot with Rashi. Rashbam usually does not disagree with Rashi because he learned with him. And Rabbi Natam often disagrees with Rashi. So that's a machlokes. When they say the bracha lachnisa, so the Rosh came up with a compromise that was meaningful for many centuries. You say the bracha in the middle. You say after you do the milu, before you do the priya, then you say lachnisa b'viso shel Avraham Avinu. So if it's supposed to be oivelasi asam, so it's still a little bit oivelasi asam, they didn't finish the priya yet. And if it's supposed to be lacharasi asam, it's a little bit lacharasi asam because you did the milu already. Others argue you're not yotze any shita. You're wrong the holidays. You're wrong bein the Rashi, bein the Rabbi in the time. You didn't do Oiver, you didn't do the Achar. He's still an oral. And it's not Oiver Lassi Asim. For sure it's wrong. But that's what the Rosh recommended. You should. So for many centuries, that's what they did. They said in between. Today, by most Moyalim, they cut off both the Or Horli or Priya together. So the Rosh's compromise, this is not Shayach. It's not possible. You can't do the bracha in between. There is no in between. You're cutting off both at the same time. But some of the Hungarian Moilim still do the Mila the way they used to do it in the days of the Tanaim, two different stages. They do first Mila, then they do Priya. So it's shaykh to be Mechabit two different Moilim. One to do the Mila, one to do the Priya. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlek, is the Mechabit or Amo, are you permitted to be Mechabit two Moilim when it's a Mila Bizmana on Shabbos? Mechabit says it's not permissible because Mila Bizmana is Deicha Shabbos. Deicha Shabbos means, Deicha means, the tzorech kiyum mitzvah of milah bezmana allows me to be mechal Shabbos. If I only do the milah, I didn't do the mitzvah yet. Mol v'loy parak, yidoloy mol. You're not yotze the mitzvah. So you had no heter to do the milah. Then the other guy's going to do the priya. So he did the heter. He fulfilled the kiyum mitzvah. But the first mol who does the milah and he doesn't do the priya, didn't do the mitzvah. So he's a mechal Shabbos. And the Ramah disagrees and says, no, it's not that it's duchuya. Hutra. At the end of the day, it's going to come out that the Mila that you did was part of a whole Bris Mila. The whole Bris Mila was completed. So just like in the Beis HaMikdash, when they brought Karbonis, Tamidim, and Masafim on Shabbos, they had many Kohanim participate. How can they have many Kohanim participate if the din is that it's Doiche, if the Tzorech HaKrobos Karbonis Sibur is Doiche Shabbos, Doiche Tumas and Machlekes HaTanayim, and Machlekes HaMarayim, Machlekes HaTanayim, and Yuma Davov, whether korban shezman or kavua, korban sibur is muta betuma, is that hutra duchuya? That's betuma, and there we pass in duchuya. But korbanis sibur decha Shabbos, that's a beferish gemara later in Yuma. That's not a machlokes. Everyone agrees that that's hutra. Gemara says beferish. That's everyone agrees that that's hutra. Heter gama boharaya. That you mechab, the Ramah says in the end of Hilchas Mili, you mechabit many kohanim. One kohen does the shechita, one the shechita is already a malacha. One does rikas adam, that's a malacha with the rabbanon. Another kohen makes the fire. Another kohen throws the chelim on top of the fire. They do each one does another malacha. Some of the malachas they rise, some of the malachas the rabbanon. So how do you allow to be mechalik the different kohanim? No, one kohen is yotze the mitzvah. Each one does a little part of the mitzvah. Everything is meyakav over here. The answer is hutra. It's not that the tzorech hakrovus, tzorech ki ma mitzvah is mat, and you have to do the whole mitzvah yourself. The hakrovus hakabonis is mutter. It was never subject to the prohibition of chilul Shabbos in the first place. That's hutra. So here there's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. When the Torah says that the kohen is permitted and obligated to be metami to the zayin krovim, the kohen is permitted and obligated to be metami to a meis mitzvah, even if it's not one of the zayin krovim. Meis mitzvah she'ein lo misha yasek b'kfur rasoi. So this is all learned out from the psukim. So Rashi says everything is hutra. It says the nefesh leitama b'yama ki im l'sheir hakorven. It says you're not allowed to be metami except for the following cases. So it means if it's one of the zayin krovim or if it's a meis mitzvah, it's hutra. The whole prohibition doesn't apply in the first place. And Tosfos disagrees. They say it's not true. It's dechuya. It's not hutra. That b'mokim zayin krovim, the mitzvah of avelus is doicha the isur of tumas kohanim. That's what the Rama rhymes. Kamach amurihi mitzvah avelus shenitches miponehu isur tumas kohanim. The Rama got it from the Gemara. He holds like Tosfos that it's dechuya. It's not hutra. The tzorach kima mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of avelus. The kohen to be metamit the zayin krovim is a chelik, is a part of the mitzvah of avelus, and the same thing by meis mitzvah. Tosfos holds that it's not, that is hutra. Milchatchila, when the prohibition of tumas kohanim was formulated, it never applied in the first place to meis mitzvah. No, the prohibition was formulated, then you have a special heter. But makom tzorach kfuras meis mitzvah, we allow you to violate these. It's doiche, yeah. So nachamol, so we have a pasuk lo yitama. Lo yitama is by the zayin krovim. We pass like Rabbi Kiva. Lo yitama is a mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of kavod abrius. That is the source of the mitzvah of kavod abrius. And the Gemara says that kavod abrius is a consideration. What does it mean kavod abrius? Sometimes it's a consideration if a person is going to be humiliated. So we allow sometimes to violate mitzvahs haTorah whenever there's a conflict between kavod abrius, humiliation, and a mitzvah. So sometimes we say, "Ein etz vein funa le'neger Hashem." You have to observe the mitzvahs, even if it's going to cause you big embarrassment. And sometimes they say, "No, kavod abrius is deicha." So the Gemara says, "Gadol kavod abrius is deicha loisese shabbat Torah. Is deicha isurim loisese shabbat Torah." So Is that really true? So what happened to that pasuk in Mishlei that in Chochmah Mitvunel Neged Hashem that you don't consider Kavod Abir? So the Gemara says the Lo Sesa Shabbat Torah that goes on by Sosur, that goes on Din of the Rabbanon. What's an example? Tumas Beis HaPras. Let's say the Obel went to cemeteries, everybody went with him. Then on the way back home, he's going to go over a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is only a Tumah Derabbanan. It's not a Tumah Derais. It's a Sufik. It's a Sufik. Maybe there is Tumah, maybe there's not Tumah. So it's a Nechrosh Bakever. As a din of a Beis HaPras, it's Metame Misofik Mederabbanan. So since Tumah's Beis HaPras is only Derabbanan, that's why you have certain Kulas, Menachechot and Beis HaPras and so on. So since Tumas Beis HaPras only the Rabbanon, so the Malavim, those who go along with the Ovel is going to be humiliated. He's going to go all by himself. He's going to have, like this, he had 20 people going with him. That was only going to have 4 people. All the other 16 are Kohanim. So no one's going to go with him. So if he's going to feel humiliated, so Mishum Kovod Abrius, you're allowed to violate a Nisa de Rabbanon, but not violate a Nisa de Reis. I, but the Bryce says, Kodal Gavar Abi Shaducha Lasesa Shabbat Torah. Lasesa Shabbat Torah doesn't sound like a Din Derabbanan. Gemara says, the Lasesa Shabbat Torah is Laisasur. Laisasur, because Laisasur is the source for the binding source of all Dinim Derabbanan. That's a famous Gemara in Shabbos and the Sugi of Chanukah, in Bamei Madlikin. The Gemara says that before you light an Erev Chanukah, you say 3 brachas. You say the bracha Lahadeg Nesha Chanukah. Shir Kedishan of Mitzvah Savit Sivanu. So the Gemara says, "V'heichan tzivanu." What if Kodesh Baruch Hu instructed us that we should light Neres Chanukah? Chanukah is only made the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon Shalom didn't tell us on our Sina to light Neres Chanukah. So the Gemara asks, "V'heichan tzivanu." Where does it say? So the first opinion in the Gemara is that it says loisosur. The second opinion in the Gemara is that it's not based on loisosur, but rather based on shalavicha v'yageitcha zikenecha v'yom b'loch. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, which opinion to paskin like lahalocha. So the Rambam paskins, the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos, and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says that the binding force of all the Dinim Derabbanan is based on loisosur. And the Ramban disagrees, and he says not based on loisosur, it's based on shalavicha v'yagetcha. What's the difference, bottom line, halacha l'maisa? They all agree that you say Asher Kedushana b'mitzvah Yisavit Zivanu on Hadlokas Neres Chanukah on Mikra Megillah, the same Gemara appears in Megillah also, Lysosar Shalabich V'yagetcha. What's the difference whether it's based on Lysosar or not? It's a matter of life and death. Difference Halacha Mais, a matter of life and death. If a Zok and Mamre paskins against the Bez Nagodol, so he's Chayiv Misa. Ein Onshim Alekei Masirin. What are there that the Zok and Mamre violate? So there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. What if he paskins against the Bez Nagodol on a din de Rabban? So the Rambam said, included in loisosur is if the Bez Nagodol paskins the chometz zils osbano b'shor shishis and he paskins against them on a din de Rabbanon. Or any other din derabbanan, he gives that as an example. Any other din derabbanan, the Rambam says the man will be put to death. He paskin, and he violated loisosur. And the Ramban says that there is no loisosur. The binding force of the din of derabbanan is shalavicha v'yagetcha, is not based on loisosur. So the Ramban says that there wouldn't be any chiv misa. That's an afkamin, aloha lamaisa, a big afkamin. It's a matter of life and death. Whether the zakamam is chiv misa. Well, not. You only chayv misa, ein onshim, you only give an oinash aguf, a misa, a malchus, and a kem asirin, if the person violated an azhara. An azhara means a loisese. So if it's loisosur, so then you chayv misa. Ramban holds that no one ever said that. What did Ramban get so upset about the Ramban? The Ramban passed like the first opinion in the Gemara. Gemara had two opinions, ve'echan tzivon. The answer is, Ramban says there never was a first opinion. The first opinion said that it's loisosur, only meant it as an asmachta. He didn't really mean that that's really included in loisos. And he proves it from our Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol mida de rabbanan asmechinu alav de loisos. It's only an asmachta. It's not for real. That's not included in loisos. Why? Because when you read the parasha, how does it start out? Kipol mechadov alamich, bein dam ledam, bein ledim, bein nega lanega, divay rivis bishiracha. You don't know what the din is. If you don't know, what do you mean you don't know what the din is? You don't know, how do you like tefillin? Should it be like A or B? You're not sure. What do you have a shayla? You don't know whether chametz is asabana b'shal shishis. What do you mean you don't know? It says in the Torah, it's muta bana. No question about it. The rabbis want to invent a new din derabbanan. So you can't say, you're not sure what the din is. We know what the din is. You have a shayla, should you light Hanukkah candles? The answer is no. There's no pasuk in the Chumash. Of course you don't light Hanukkah candles. On the level of the Raisa, you can't say, you're not sure what the din is. You're sure? Hanukkah doesn't exist, and Purim doesn't exist, and all the din of the Rabbanu don't exist. That's what the Ramban says. No one ever said that it's a real bona fide violation of Lo Sosa. The first opinion in the Gemara was that it's an asmachta on Lo Sosa, and the second one didn't even like that. He didn't even think that it made sense. And the Ramban thinks we should accept the second one. That's the real authentic pasuk. The first mandam is that Lo Sosa, he meant it as an asmachta. That's what he quotes in Gemara. The first opinion was only intended as an asmachta. Everyone agrees that the real pasuk is the second one. Shalavicha
v'yagetcha.
Asmachta, the Gemara says, as an asmachta, it's a lo sasa shabbatar. That's what the Gemara says. That's what he says. So the Gemara says, so what's the klal? Kavod habrias. When a person is going to be embarrassed by observing the dinim, is he allowed to violate the din? So if the whole din to begin with is only the rabbanon, so then we say, kavod habrias is decha din de rabbanon. So that's a shot. The Gemara gave a few examples, but Kavod Habrias is Decha Din de Rabbanan. What did the Gemara give? About Tumas Beis HaPras. Okay. Tumas Beis HaPras. What else did the Gemara have? Medagam Hayina Gabi Arayna is there's a Gzera de Rabbanan, the Rav Arayna Yeshman Pesach Tefach, but Miot Arayna's don't have Pesach Tefach, so the Tumas will go up above the Arayna. So Minatori, you have a right to follow the Rav. And Midir Rabbanu, they were guys there, even if it has a Pesef Tefach, they were guys there, Otto Aronis, that don't have a Pesef Tefach. So we welcome Kavod Habrias, to show Kavod Habrias, so we allow you to violate that Din de Rabbanu. So this is a question, maybe it's only these two Dinim de Rabbanu? Is it every Din de Rabbanu? Also Yemekel? So that's a suffix in the Yad Malachi. Whether Yemekel and all Dinim de Rabbanu. We usually assume that, yes. We usually assume Yemekel by all Dinim de Rabbanu. So that's a Shaila Chacham. Avadya has this. Rav Moshe Sternberg had such a Shaila. He claims when he was in South Africa, couldn't have happened in Eidah Haredes, where he is now, that the girl was Mizana when she was single. It's not Shaykh that it happens in Eidah Haredes. So he says it happened in South Africa. And then she marries a boy who was previously married. So she had beer beforehand and he had beer beforehand. So you don't have Shivas Yemei Mishta. You don't say Shavu Brachas for 7 days. Everybody knows he was previously married. No one knows her. She's a Balas Tshuva. No one knows her past history. And they scheduled Shavu Brachas every day. So does she have to tell everybody, don't say the Shavu Brachas because I'm a Ba'ula and you're going to be saying a Bracha Levatala? Or maybe we should say Bracha Levatala is only the Rabbanan. So Mishum Kavod Habrias, let them violate and he said the Rabbanan. So that's a whole hullabaloo. Is it really true that Bracha Vatol is only the Rabbanan? Maybe Bracha Vatol is the Raisa. And maybe Rav Moshe Shdemach has some kind of an explanation why it shouldn't apply in this case. Okay. Rav Al Yashav also has an issue in the beginning of Ksubis where he doesn't think that Kavod Habrias should apply in this case. Or Chacham Avadya has a tshuva like this. A girl in her previous life was fooling around and then she became pregnant from one of her boyfriends and then she was single, so she had an abortion done. and now she becomes a Balas Tshuva and then she has a baby boy and they think they need a Pidyon Abed. But they did the abortion after Mem Yom. If you would have done the abortion before Toch Mem Yom, so that doesn't count as a blot. So the next baby who is born, the boy that's born later, is Peterechem. But if the abortion was done after Mem Yom, then the next one is not a Peterechem. So what's going to be the Avera? Bracha Levatala. They're going to be saying Brachas Levatala. Throw a party, okay. Make a Pinyin Aben, throw a party, that's not a problem. But the Brachas they're going to say. So that's a Shaila, so that's what Chacham Avadya has a tshuva about that. Yeah. So the assumption is that it's by all the Rabbanans, not like the Yad Malachi raised the possibility, only these two din rabbanim. We're made up by all the rabbanims. What other haterim do you have mishum kavod habrias? When else do you say that you're allowed to violate a mitzvah and third? Gemara has hashabbos aveda. Bisalamta, How do you read the pasuk? It says in the Chumash, if you're walking down the street and you see someone else's behemoth is lost, is halamta, and you got to make believe that you didn't see it, you're going to ignore it. So losucha l'salam, you're not allowed to do that. So the pasuk pshat that v'his halamta is part of the description of the story. You're going to see an animal that's lost, and you got to close your eyes, and you got to make believe you didn't see it, and you're not mechuyev. So the Torah says losucha l'salam. That's the pasuk pshat. So the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation. It's clearly not pshut v'shikra that you read the pasuk when you walk down the street. You see aveda, v'his halamta. You have a right to ignore it. Usually you don't have a right to ignore lo sucha l'salam, but v'salam to mean sometimes pam shata misalam, pam shiata misalam. What it mean was pam shata misalam. So one case is if you're a kohen and the aveda is beveis hakvoris, so for that you need a pasuk of v'salam to. I would know that the Gemara says in Bov Metzia. What does it say? Bov Metzia daf lamed amid aleph says on the margin. So the Gemara says that I know amayom. If he's a kohen in the aveda. And the Aveda's in the Beis HaKvaras, a guy's riding with his car, and he has this trunk on top of the car, and he's going so fast, so the trunk, the suitcase, falls off, and it rolls into a cemetery. And I'm riding behind him, and I see his license, he's a Jewish person. He says, Daf Yomi, or it says, whatever, it says then. So I know that he's a Jewish person, and I know his license plate, I don't know who he is. So I honk, honk, and he keeps on going, and he doesn't realize he lost his suitcase. He's never going to find it. So am I permitted to go into the cemetery? So, well, I don't need a person to tell me that. The Gemara said because of two reasons. Number one, Tumas Kohanim is Esei V'loi Sesei. There's a Loi Sesei, the Nefesh Leitama B'yamav, the beginning of Parshas Amor. And then it says also, G'doshim Yiyu Lo Lakeim. It's an Esei, the Gemara says. Esei Docha Loi Sesei. There's a mitzvah sesei of Hashavas Aveda. So Hashavas Aveda could be Decha, sometimes a Lois sesei, but it can't be Decha Lois sesei via essay. And Tumas Kohanim is number one is essay below sesei. That's one reason the Gemara has. And Bob and Tzia Daf Lamed. The Gemara has another reason that Midachina Nisura Mikami Mamoina. When you say essay Decha Lois sesei, if the essay is Ben Odom, Mamoina means Ben Odom Lachaveri, Isura means Ben Odom Lamokam. So mitzvah sesei should be odom lamokim. What's an example of esei dechaloi sesei? You're allowed to put in tzitzis in a beged shel pishton, even though the chut of tcheles has to be tzemer. Tcheles has to be a certain color, has to be a certain material. So the string that's tcheles has to be made from wool. So if the garment is made from linen, and the chutei tcheles have to be made from wool, so that's going to be shatnez derais. And when you make a kesher, that's a chibur. Rashi says that shua tavi manu shatnas has to be shua tavi, it has to be combed together and blended together. So Tesis says we don't hold like that, Rashi, because according to Rashi, why is it going to be shatnas? If you have a string of a chut of tzemer and a begel shel pishtan, it's tied together with a knot. It's a chibur. Kesher agabi kesher is a chibur, but it's not shua tavi manu. It's not woven together and so on. So Tesis disagrees with Rashi that that's not pshat in the Gemara shua tavi manu. It doesn't have to be shua tavi manu together. Each one should be shua tavi manuz by itself, and you need a chibur of the two together. So the Gemara says that's going to be shatnas derais, and still it's permissible to put the tzitzis with the tcheles and the begel shel pishtan, because as hadechala says it, that is the mokka for kolat tarakula. The Gemara in Yevamos learns that the principle of as hadechala says it for those psukim. Losil b'shatnas gedilon tasa l'chol arba kafes chususchot. The two psukim are one next to the other. Losil b'shatnas, but nonetheless, gedilim tassel l'chol, you put tzitzis, even though the tzitzis is going to have tchelus, and tchelus is going to make it into shatnas, because that's the source of esed dechaloi sesei. So the Gemara says that mitzvah of esed dechaloi, the mokker, the din of esed dechaloi sesei, the essay of tzitzis is ben olam lamokim, and the loi sesei of shatnas is also ben olam lamokim. So that's Benam Lamakam is Decha Benam Lamakam, but Midachina Nisur Mikami Mamaina, because of the mitzvah of Hashavas Abeda, which is Benam Machadero, does that give you the right to violate Esa Decha Loisesi, to violate an Isa Shatnes? You never say Esa Decha Loisesi, Esa Shebiran Lachavera, should be Decha Loisesi, Shebiran Lamakam. Why not? Why the Gemara Sumsa Dava Pasha Midachina Nisur Mikami Mamaina? So there's a famous Ramban there, Ambam Tzia Daf Lam, and he explains why. The obligation, it's relevant to our Gemara also, that's why I say it all. The obligation to do Hashavas Aveda, the obligation to take care of all of other people's needs, I have to take care of your needs as if it would have been my own need. I have to take care of your Hashavas Aveda as if it would have been my own Aveda. So it'd be my Aveda, I'm a Kohen. And I'm driving the car, and I see my suitcase falls over into the cemetery. Am I allowed to go into the cemetery to take out my own suitcase? Not allowed to. Not allowed. Even though I have all of my diamonds, and even though I have $1 million in the suitcase, you're not allowed to violate Tumas Kahanim for money to save your property. So the obligation to take care of other people's needs, we have to. The Ramban writes all the mitzvahs shabiron machaveir are boiled down to we have to l'racha kol moicho. You have to take care of the other person's needs as if they would have been your own needs. If it would have been my own need, I wouldn't be allowed to take care of it. The kohen is not allowed to be metamel mason to save his mammon. So he's not allowed to be metamel mason to take care of someone else's mammon. There's a famous comment that they quote in the name of Rabbi Saul Salanter, that the seed that the Torah says taking care of the other person's gashmias is considered an act of ruchnias. If my suitcase falls, falls off the car, I'm not mukhayif to take care of it. If I want to leave it there, it's okay. But if your suitcase falls off of your car, and I have an obligation to do Hashavas Aveda, so your gashmias, I have to take care of your gashmias as if it were an act of ruchnias. It becomes a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to take care of my own Aveda, but there's a mitzvah to take care of someone else's Aveda. So this Ramban, and it's in a certain sense, not like Rabbi Saul Salanter. It's not that taking care of the other person's gashmias is my ruchnias. It's considered my gashmias. I have to take care of your needs to treat them as if they were my needs. So just like if it would have been my need, I would go find the Aveda. So if it's your need, I also have to take care. But if I'm a Kohen, if it would be my suitcase, I wouldn't be allowed to go. So if it's your suitcase, I'm also not allowed to go. That's why the Gemara says, Midachin and Isura, Mikami Mamayna. So that's the Gemara Bab Metzia, that there are two good reasons why you don't need a Pasuk V'Salamta to tell you on the case of Kohen Beves HaKvaris, that he's not allowed to go. Of course not. Ein Esa Dechal Esesa V'Yesa, Tumas Kahanim is both a Loi Sesa and an Esa, Kedoshim Yil Elekei. And it's midachin and isur mekame mamayna. A mitzvah shabiran machaveiro. I have to take care of it as if it's my own need. But if it would be my own need, I wouldn't be allowed to be metame to the Beis HaKvaris. So I'm not allowed to be metame to take care of your need. So that I don't need a Pesach Salamta. So the Gemara gave three cases. Pamishatam Asam. So one case was kaim Beis HaKvaris. I don't need a Pesach. The other case was Oysa Malachta Merubo Mishal Chaveiro. What's that in? Let's say, I know that you lost an Aveda, and the only way for me to take care of it is to take off from work for an hour and to take care of your Aveda. The whole trunk that you lost, the whole Hashavas Aveda, is worth $35. If I take off from work, I get paid $1,000 an hour. So I'm going to lose more than you're going to gain. So that's Haysim Alachtam Ruba Mishal Chaveiro. They're going to dock me $1,000 of pay. If I'm going to take care of your Hashavas Aveda, your whole Aveda is only worth $35. That does make sense. That does make sense. That also I'll be pashtus. I don't need a pasuk to tell me why some malachim ruvim mishal chaveira. The calculation doesn't make any sense. Common sense would dictate there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda over there. I'm going to lose more than is going to be gained. So the pasuk is only needed for the one case. When the three cases that the Braisa has, you really only need it for the one case, namely zaken ve'eno lefich loido. Let's say A woman's underwear flew out of the car, flew out of the window. So this guy with the rabbi with the long beard, he knows whose car it is, and he's going to go pick it up on the side of the road. He's going to go have to honk, chase it at him, and give the woman her underwear, or whatever, her clothing that she found. So I need a pasuk to say that Mishum Kavar Abriya, so he's not mechuyev to do it. What's the definition of Kavar Abriya? So the Gemara says there in Bob Metzia, what is it called? There's a machlokes rishonim. Zoken means a rabbi. Zoken zeshikana chachma. Zoken means an older person. He's 85 years old, and it's not dignified for him. Maybe it doesn't even have to be a tamucha. That's a deal in rishonim. Machlokes the Rosh and the Rama. What does it mean? Zoken beinu lefi chloida. But the Gemara says there in Bab Metzia, what's the definition of zoken beinu lefi chloida? If he would be driving his own car and his wife's underwear would fly out the window, he wouldn't go to he kol she b'shalom I know machzir shel chaver ein emeshem. I'm not mechiv to do hashabbos aveda for your wife's underwear. If it would have been my wife's underwear, I wouldn't go get it either, because it would be humiliating for me. So if we wouldn't take care of it, if it would have been my own aveda, then I'm not mechiv to take care of it if it's your aveda. So there, it's based on the same idea that the mocker for all of the chiyuv and beron machaveiroi, like the Ramban said, is the pasuk after the racha kamach, after take care of your needs, as if it would have been my needs. If it would have been my wife's underwear, I wouldn't go walking over there in the forest and pick it up in front of everybody. I would be embarrassed to do it. So if it's someone else's aveda, I'm not mechiv to take care of it. If I wouldn't take care of it, it would have been my own. So the Gemara asks, don't you see, zokem ben alfich voidai, that kovod abrius is doiche, a real mitzvah deraisa? So the Gemara says, that's exeris hakasav, it's halamta man. So the Gemara said, why you say exeris hakasav? Ligma mino, learn out amamotzinu, and call a torakulim, whenever you have a pasuk, so whatever is sufficiently similar to that pasuk, the din applies, like you have the pasuk katzi shita momdim by the kashe hamishkan. So it says has to be keder kedilosim, the way they grow from the ground. It grows like this. You're not allowed to use katzi shita upside down. You're not allowed to use it sideways. It has to be katzi shita momdim. So that pasuk only says by the kashe hamishkan, and nonetheless, the Gemara learns out from there that the lulav of an esrik and the dalaminim, whenever you use a natural item that grows from the ground, you have to hold it keder kedilosim. That's the kasha we asked about schach. That's a problem. Why don't you? Schach has to be gedulei karka. So why don't we insist that the schach has to be placed up kederach kedilosim? It would be more difficult, much more difficult. We put it sideways. And sideways is not called kederach kedilosim. So I'm trying to work on that kasha. Although when you bring bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, so why don't you insist that you have to, all the shivas aminim have to be placed on the sal? You have to give it in a basket to the kohen. So when you put it in the basket, you have to put up the Zesim and Anovim, I don't know which, what's the top and what's the bottom. Okay. If we'll bring Bikurim, we'll have to figure out what's on top and what's on, how does it grow on the tree? How do you hold the Kederach Dilosim? Why did the Gemara only learn out for Dal Minim Shebelulov? Why don't you learn out to other things? Okay. That's a discussion. This Techemet quotes a discussion. So here also the Gemara says, Veligma Mineh, whenever you have a Pasuk in Chumash, you learn out Amam Atzinu, so learn out to call a Terkula the cover of Yisus Dech. Everything more and no, Yisur Mimamayin Aloy Afinon. Why is Yisur Mimamayin Aloy Afinon? So the Ramban says, because the whole Yisoid of Ashavas Haveda is you have to the Racha Kamoich, have to take care of someone else's needs as if they would have been my own needs. But if Zokim Ben Lechidwa, the definition of Zokim Ben Lechidwa means, for what had been kosher b'shalom ain't a meishi b'shalom chaver ain't a machzer. For what had been my wife's underwear, I wouldn't go in front of everybody to go pick it up. I would be embarrassed. So if I wouldn't take care of the aveda, if it would have been my own, I'm not mechiv to take care of it someone else. I only have to take care of other people's needs, considering them as if they would have been my own needs. If it would have been my own need, I wouldn't have done it. So that's all the pasuk said. That's the pasuk shot over here. Yisur mimamayna lo yafinot. You can't turn out because here, just like the Ramban explained why you say midachinan isurim mikamim amayna. The Gemara in Bamtzia Daf Lamed Aleph had two reasons why you don't need a pasuk v'salam to tell you that in the case of a kohen v'hubi v'sakvaris that is not allowed to be metame. So the Gemara said, I know on my own that you can't apply esed dechel esed for two reasons. One reason was because tumas kadim is an esed v'lo esed. The other reason was midachin and isur mekame mamon. So the Ramban explained there a paragraph. Why is midachinan? Because the chiyuv to take care of hashavas aveda benodam lachaveri means you have to treat the other person's needs as if it would have been your own need. If it would have been your own need, you would have no heter to be metame lemeis. So that's what the answer was. Isur mamon alay afinan. You can't learn out zokim ve'en l'chvichvod. You can't learn out from here to call a tarkula that kovod abir should be doiche any other mitzvah in the world. No. If it's a situation that if it would have been my own aveda, I wouldn't go pick it up because I would be humiliated. So I'm not mukhif to take care of hashavas aveda for someone else. The same reason why you don't say esed dechel eses because midachin and esurim mekamim amayim. In other places it says kiddushin daf gimel amid beis. In other cases, the Gemara says also, Yisurim HaMayna Le'afina, there has a different meaning. It doesn't mean the same as over here. There means a different thing. That we assume all the dinim in the Torah fit into a pattern, and if it says in one place, so you learn out to all the other mitzvahs, mamatzinu. So that's what the Gemara says, that they're a gimel chelke ha-Torah. That's what the children of the Vilna Gaon write in the introduction to the Bi'ur HaGra on Shulchan Aruch. So they write, their father passed away, and they have all the ksavim, and they're organizing them, they're printing, they're fine. Then they write also that they heard from the father that he said, so they have an Aderes Eliyahu. They have this from the, they write over the name of the Vilna Gaon, but it's also an Hakdomah to the Bi'ur HaGra, that here kan kill haTorah kol gimel chelke haTorah. The three areas of halacha. One is kipa mimcha davar bein dam ledam, that's isa v'heta, bein din ledin is dini mamanis, and then bein nega lenega is tumma v'tam. So three different areas of halacha are, one is isura, one is mamayna, and one is tumma. So one rule, so you assume all the dinim of tumma v'tara fit into a system, all the dinim of isa v'heta fit into a system, and all the dinim mamanis fit into a system. So you can learn out din echad mechavera from one din to the other, kavachemer from shemveregel to keren, from keren to shemveregel. It's all within the zikin. It's all within the zikin. So you can make a mamatzino kavachemer din echad lachavera. You can make atzishita momdim from the kashi hamishkan to the dalad minim. That's all within the area of isa v'hefer. You can make tuma v'tara from one to the other, but you can't isa mituma lo yafinon. And mamana mi yisur lo yafinon. Yisur mamana also lo yafinon. All the dinim in any one area fit into one big mosaic, fit into one big pattern. And all the dinim, so there are three different areas. One area is tumah v'tar, one area is isavahat, one area is dinim mamanas. But mamana mi yisur lo yafinon, and isa mitumah lo yafinon. That's a Gemara in Yevamos, in Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza, isa mitumah lo yafinon, because each one is a different area of halacha. So that's what it means in other Gemaras. In Kiddushin Daf Gimel, that's what it means. It's a different area of halacha, and it doesn't necessarily have to fit into the same pattern. But in our Gemara, it doesn't even have to mean like that. Our Gemara means like the Ramban explained. Yisur min mamayna lo yafinim, because by mamayna, the whole yisoid achiv is we have to l'racha kamoich, I have an obligation to do Hashavas Aveda, I have to treat your Aveda as if it would have been my own Aveda. No, my own Aveda, kol shebishalom eina machzir. If it would have been my Aveda, I wouldn't have gone to get it, because I would be embarrassed to do it. So I'm not mechuyav to take care for someone else. Fine. So when do you consider kavod rabbis? So far you have two heterim. You have one heter, kavod rabbis, derech de rabbanans. The Admalachi suggested maybe only these two over here, but it's usually assumed it's derech other de rabbanans as well. Maybe there's a limit. Maybe there's a limit when. Then kavod rabbis is derech mamayna. That's how the Gemara says. Yisur mi mamana lo yafina, but other cases of mamayna, then you would say kavod rabbis is derech by mamayna. Then the Gemara is going to have another case of a man. The man is a nazir and a kohen gadol, and he's also holach lishon as pischa or velamal as beno. And then upaga the meis mitzvah, he bumps into a meis mitzvah. So the din is that a kohen is metamita a meis mitzvah. The kohen gadol is also metamita a meis mitzvah. A nazir is also metamita a meis mitzvah. What if he's all three together? He's a kohen gadol who happens to be a nazir also. We have an extra word from the pasuk, also mitamei lemeis mitzvah. What if he's a kohen gadol and a nazir, and he's also a holach lishchei as pischoi? He's on his way to bring a korban pesach, and if he's going to be mitapel in a meis mitzvah, he won't be able to bring the korban pesach because he's going to be tamei. He's going to be tamei, so they won't let him bring the korban pesach. So the Brisa says, nonetheless, even though it's all three together, he's a nazir and a kohen gadol, and it's hadach lishchares pischan, but being mitapel and a meis mitzvah, he won't be able to bring the korban pesach. Still, he is avam matame hu lemeis mitzvah. Lachosu den matame. The top line says on chafam anal avam matame hu lemeis mitzvah. Why? So you see, the kavod rabbis takes precedence over hakrovas korban pesach. Hakrovas korban pesach is a din d'araisa, and it's not mamayna; it's isa v'heter. So the Gemara finally answers: Shani hasam dichsev lachosav. Gemara v'ligma minei. Learn out from there. Shevi al tasa shani. What does it mean? the bitul of the Korban Pesach is only al yidei shevi al tasa. When do you say Kabbar Abis is not doiched din of deraisa? That's if you're going to do the avera deraisa bekumbi asay. But we know that there's a difference. Rashi says we know that there's a difference between kumbi asay and shevi al tasa in another context. When you get the yeshkoch biach achamim lakadov menator only b'shevi al tasa not bekumbi asay. Rashi quotes from Yevamos Daf Tzadi. The Chachamim made exeret that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. If lulav falls out on, if Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you don't shake the lulav. If you have a beged shel pishton, they prohibit it. We passing like Beis Shammai. That's one of the six cases where we passing like Beis Shammai. Sadden means a beged shel pishton. If you have a sadden, you're not chayv in tzitzis. You are chayv in tzitzis, and you put in the tchelis, even though it's going to constitute shatnes. Because it's based on Eser Dechalosei. That's exactly the source of Eser Dechalosei. And with the Rabbanon, they prohibited us from putting any tzitzis at all on the Begin Shal Pishton because of the concern that in the days of the Tanoim, they had a lot of fakers who were selling imitation tchelis and claiming that it was tchelis. Tchelis is very expensive. So they were selling what the Gemara calls klo ilon, what the Orach translates. The Orach is a dictionary that Rashi and Tosfos used. So the Orach translates kloilon as indigo. Indigo, we know, comes from a vegetable from India. So it's blue. That's how we know what color the trellis is. It's blue. So it could well be that the fellow who sold you the trellis is misrepresenting. The trellis has to come from a certain sea animal, from a chalazon. And it could be that he's selling you imitation trellis. That's indigo. And there's no way for you to tell the difference. You'll never know. So they made exeret, and the only time it's permissible to wear the shatnas is if it's bona fide trelis, if it's kosher trelis, and you yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis, but trelis, then eser dechalos says. But if it's imitation trelis, if it's indigo, kla ilon, then you're not becoming the mitzvah of trelis, you're only becoming the mitzvah of tzitzis, shalom b'shleim musa. You know, the trelis is fake, it's not real trelis, it's just to be becoming tzitzis. For that, you didn't have to put in shatnas, you didn't have to put in the tzemer. You could have had chutei pishton for the bechot pishton. So, in the Rabbanon, that's one of the six cases where we pass on like Bishamah. That they made exer the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to rely on the heter deraisa of esa dechalosese of kalayim betzitzes, because you may fall in and the merchant may have sold you a puzzle trelis, imitation trelis. So that's Yeshkoch v'achacham lakadom menator b'shei v'yaltase. But the maskanas are Bavli there, and Yevamos says enkoch v'achacham lakadom menator likum v'yasei. From Yerushalmi would appear that the Achronim point that. From Yerushalmi would appear that they pass like the other opinion. And the Bavli, it's a machlokes, goes on and on and on. Tav peches, tav peites, tav tzadik. Finally get the tzadik on the base. The Gemara says only b'shei v'yaltase. Enkoch v'achacham lakadom menator likum v'yasei. Only b'shevi al tasa. The Reform rabbis have, the conservative rabbis, they have more authority than Orthodox rabbis. They can permit you to intermarry, they can permit you to marry Mishkan Zachar, they can permit you to drive to the synagogue on Sabbath, but the Orthodox rabbis do not have so much authority. They only have authority to tell Yeshkach b'achachomim, lakadom en ator b'shevi al tasa, not b'kum b'yasei. The Rashi writes that just like we know that there is a difference between Shevi al tasa and kumi aseh b'negeir to yeshkach lakor, here also b'negeir to kavod abrius. The Gemara says the kavod abrius midoche, you won't bring the korban pesach, right? Okay, kavod abrius midoche. Kavod abrius doesn't allow you to violate an avera. If you're going to be humiliated, you're not allowed to violate an aver to say a bracha levatola. Let's say bracha levatola would have been an isa deraisa. So we don't permit you to violate an aver deraisa, bekum b'yasei mishum humiliation, but not to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa b'shevi al tasa. That's to sit back, not to do it. And mele the mitzvah will be violated b'shevi al tasa. So that's easier. So just like we distinguish b'negeir to yeshkach b'yachachamim, so too we can distinguish over here. That's what it means. Shevi al tasa shani. So you have already three heterim. Mishum kavod abrius yamater, you can violate the rabbanans. Then mishum kavod abrius mamayna, kavod abrius plays a role in mamayna, not in isura. And then there's a third heter. We allow you to violate mitzvah satera b'shevi al tasa. Sheva al tas means,
huh?
Even though this is koris. Even though, yeah. Maybe he won't be chayv koris. If you don't bring a korban, if you were able to bring a korban pesach, you didn't bring it, then you chayv koris. But he's mechuyev to be metapel in the meis mitzvah. So maybe he can't bring the korban pesach. He's going to be tummy. He'll have to bring out pesach sheni. Other rishonim say that that's what it means, shevi al tasa. Shevi al tasa, who says that? The Ba'ag. Other rishonim say, shevi al tasa doesn't mean, like Rashi, achilik ten kum liyaseh shevi al tasa. He was talking about, he can't bring the korban pesach, or he can't do the bris milah, so he'll do the bris milah, shalai bizman, he'll bring the korban pesach, pesach sheni. That's what it means, shevi al tasa. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns shevi al tasa as opposed to kum liyaseh, similar to the Gemara in Yevamos, by yeshkach b'yad chachamim, Laka dominator b'shevi al tasa, but not b'kum liyase. Doesn't only mean shevi al tasa that it's going to have tashlumin later. I can do the bris milah some other time. Yeah. So those are the three heterin that you have in the Gemara. So here Rashi is bothered with the kasha. If the only time you allow mishum kavod rabbi is because it's going to be humiliation. Where else do we have the kavod rabbi in mata derabbanan? So the Gemara has a masechah Shabbos. Let's say. A person, they didn't have toilet paper in the days of the Tanoim, so they used to use little pebbles. So little pebbles on Shabbos are muktzah, eitz ma'bana v'yofar, are muktzah. So you have to be mazmin the pebbles in advance for the purpose of using them to wipe yourself off after going to the Beis HaKisa. So what if the person didn't prepare any pebbles in advance of Shabbos? He doesn't always know that they didn't have any toilets in the days of Gemara. They had to go somewhere. So you're allowed to handle muktzadik pebbles to wipe yourself off, so you won't be smelly the whole day long. Or let's say he has to relieve himself, and he has to, let's say, carry some pebbles in the karmelis. So to carry them, shus rabbis and issa deraisa. To carry something in the karmelis is only an issa derabbanan. So the Gemara says if the whole issue involved is only the Rabbanon, so we allow Kovar Rabbius to violate the Rabbanon, to carry in the Carmelis. Let's say the guy's wearing the Ramam distinguished, the fellow is wearing Shatnas, so you have to take off the clothes. So if it's Shatnas Derais, and he realizes that he's wearing Kalaim Derais, he has to take off the clothes, even if it's in public, and the guy's going to be walking around in his underwear, without underwear. So it's going to be extremely humiliating, but still, Kavod Rabbi is not matter and he said deraisa, but sometimes it's only shatnas derabbanan. It's not going to be shatnas deraisa. So then it's only shatnas derabbanan. Then you are meikel. These were all the cases that the Gemara has in other mesichtas. So we have so far, what do we have? Three kulas. You have shevi al tasa, whatever that means. Either means it has tashlumin or it means it's an essay as opposed to an avera. Shevi al tasa as opposed to kumi essay. Then you have dinim derabbanan, Kavod Rabbi is meikel. And then you have Mamoina, it's Mekel. So Rashi is bothered with Akasha, but we permit the Kohanim to be Metamid Meis Mitzvah. So Tumas Kohanim is a Kumbi Asay. And the Nazir is also, it's a Kumbi Asay. So don't you see from the Chumash, you learned that from the Pasuk, that the Kohen and the Nazir are permitted to be Metamid Meis Mitzvah. So don't you see the Kavod Rabbi says, Dech and Issa Deraisa also. So Rashi says, it's not Dech anything, that's Hutra. It didn't ever apply there in the first place. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. They say, so every case of Esed Dechaloy Sesi, you're also going to say that is Hutra. The Gemara says, not so. The Gemara says, Esed Dechaloy Sesi is Dechuya. It's not Hutra. That's why the Gemara says, Omer Esh Lokish, Kol Mokam Shatamotz, Esed Veloy Sesi, Imat Yochala Kaim Shneim Mutav, Im Lav, if it's a Yepsha Lekaim, it's a Yepsha Lekaim Shneim, then you say, Yovo Esed Vyitchaloy Sesi. So you see from the Gemara that Esed Dechala says is a case of Dechuya. It's not Hutra. It's not that whenever there's a conflict between a mitzvah and an avera, so there was no chiv in the first place to observe the avera. No, if it would have been Hutra, why would you require only Yepsha L'Kayim Shneim? Some Achranim say the Pashtus is not like them. Some of the Galatian Achranim say that every case of Esed Dechala says is really Hutra and Atar, it's only Dechuya and the Rabbanan. The Pashtus and all the Sugyas is not so. Pashtus and Taisus is certainly not so. The Taisus is arguing with Rashi. They say, you're going to tell me that Tumas Kohanim, the coin is Metamit, the Zayin Krovim, the coin is Metamit to the Meis Mitzvah. Everything is Hutra. So you're going to tell me also that Esed Dechalasas is also Hutra. It's not true. It's the Chuyah. It's not Hutra. Pashtus Pshat, that is the Chuyah Menatar. It's not that Menatar, it's Hutra, and it's the Chuyah Medirabban. Pashtus Pshat is not like that. So again, so Rashi is bothered with the kasha. If Kavod Habris is not doiche and is a deraisa, period, that's the end of the story. So how can the Kohen, how can the Nozer, how they metame those meis mitzvah? So Rashi is not so true. That's not that Kavod Habris is doiche. B'makam meis mitzvah is hutra. Tos is not happy with Rashi. They think it's not correct. And the Rambam also says, Kam chamurihi mitzvah savela shenitchis miponeho isa tumas kohanim. Means that A is greater than B. If A is doicha B, if it's hutra, that means that the prohibition was never formulated in the first place. B'makam zayin kroiv b'makam meis mitzvah. So it doesn't show kam chamurihi mitzvah savela. So the Rambam also holds that it's the chuyah, like that is not hucho. I but kavod Habris is not doicha nisa deraisa. So Tosfos gives an answer, the last line of Tosfos. Ela nira, the binoza legaminon, the malo nosh can yesh the mshelo, vechem mikoy, malo kanch can lav shen shava bakol. Where they get the sign fall from? That's a sugya in Yevamos, the beginning of Yevamos. The Gemara says we have a rule, ein esa ducha lo sesi vi esay. And esay is only esa ducha lo sesi. Esa ducha lo sesi, you learn that from klein mitzitzitz, gedilin tasa lacha, La silba shatnas, gedilin tasa lacha, one next to the other, that klein is muta mitzitzitz. If a beggar shall pishtan, you put in chute trelas, so that's klein mitzitzitz, is esa ducha lo sesi. So the Gemara says, but ein esa ducha lo sesi vi esay. So the Gemara asks, but if you have a nazir, who's a, let's say, a nazir who's nitma, so the din is that he has to shave off all the hair on his head, on the top of the head, the bottom of the beard was never included in the net and the zeros in the first place, and when the zeros is up, he doesn't have to shave off the beard. Only gadol peres sarosha. The sarosha means the upper part of the hair. This is the zokan and this is the rosh. This pas rosh and this pas hazokan. Not allowed to shave off pas hazokan. That's one din. Not allowed to shave off pas rosh is another din. So the Gemara says, let's see, the Nazir became Nitma, the Shoigig, the Mezid, whatever, it does make a difference. So if he was Makabal Naziris for 30 days, or for half a year, or 5 years, whatever, then he becomes Nitma Lameis. So the din is Ayam Rishayim Yitlu, he has to start counting all over again from the beginning. But before that, he has to have Hazar Shlishi Shvi, he has to go to the mikveh, has to become Tohar from the Tumas Meis. Calls man that is tamei tumas meis, it's not going to count, not going to be oila for the malosa of the naziris. So part of starting all over again requires has to have tiglachas tuma. The koyin shenitma lameis has to be megalech with a tar, with a razor, all the hair on top of his head. The beard he can shave off the beard when he's a nazir. That's not included in the naziris, and when he's finished, he doesn't have to shave off the beard. But when he's a nozer shenitman, he has to shave off with a razor all the hair on his head, including the pasarosh, including the payas. So the Gemara says in Yevamos, how can you do that? If he happens to be, if he's a plain Yisrael, and not a Kohen, he's a Levi or Yisrael, so there's a lois essay. But how does it say? That's in the Pas HaZokan. Where's the Pasuk by Pas HaRosh? Los Akifu, Pas HaRosh Chem. Los Akifu. So there's a Lois essay. If he happens to be a Kohen also, so not only is there a Lois essay like anybody else, Los Akifu, Pas HaRosh Chem, there's an Issa Reser also, Kedoshim Yiyu L'Elokeim. That Kedoshim Yiyu L'Elokeim, that's what the Gemara says, Yivam, it doesn't only apply to a Kohen who's metame to a meis, a Kohen who shaves off his payas also. That the Yisra of shaving off your payas is more chomer by a Kohen than it is by Yisrael. The Kohen shaves off his payas in addition to a violation of a Sakif of Pas Rosh Chodesh, is also a violation of Kedoshim Yiyu L'Elokeim. That's how the Gemara read the Psukim. So the Gemara asks, so how can you permit, if he's a Kohen, let's say he's a Kohen and a Nazir, and he's Nitma L'Meis, so the din requires he has to shave off all the hair. But the Kohen is a Nazir, and he's shaving off all the hair. Ein esa ducha lo sesa v'yesa, in that two lavim, it's a whole bunch of things. How is it mutter? So the Gemara says that since the Issa Kohen is a lav she'en shava bakol, it only applies to Kohanim, it doesn't apply to non-Kohanim. So it's a weaker Iser. So then he say, Eser Dechalois Eser Yesei. And the Nazir also, Nazir has Gadol Peres HaRosha, if the Nazir shaves off his hair, Tar LaYavar HaRosha is a Lois Esei, and Gadol Peres HaRosha is an Esei. So how is any Nazir allowed to shave off the hair if he's Nit Malameis? Ain't Eser Dechalois Eser Yesei. So the answer, the Pasuk says, you do. I what am to the normal rule, the regular rule, the standard rule, en es adachal es es v'yesei, shani nozeh, the Gemara says, sheyeshna b'sheilu. It's an Isa that lends itself to hatoris nedorim. How did he become a nozeh in the first place? He's mekabel aned and neziris. Hareini nozir. So if he'll, sometimes he can do a hatoris nedorim, he can't always do. Sometimes he can do a hatoris nedorim. If you can explain to the bezin that you made a mistake, that he didn't fully realize what you're getting yourself into. If you tell a lie, then and even though the Bezin was Mata Neder, so the Neder is not Mutter. But if you tell the truth, and the Bezin thinks that there really was a Neder B'Toyes, so they have the ability to be Mata Neder. So the Gemara has that. The Gemara has these last two lines of text they got from the Gemara Yevamos in a different context. The Gemara there is talking about the context is, Ein Eser Dechaloi Sesev, Ein Eser Dechaloi Sesev Yesev. So there are two exceptions to the rule. If Yeshna B'Sheilo, that's by Nozi Yeshna Mishael, and by Koyin is a Lapshein Shavu Bakol, then you say, even though usually you don't. So here, Tyson said the same over here. That normally Kavar Abrius is not Doiche, an Avera Deraisa, but if the Avera Deraisa is an Avera Kala, why is it Kala? Because either it's Yeshna Mishaela, or because it's Eno Shavu Bakol, so then you say Kavar Abrius is Doiche. So Tyson came up with another two kulas. It doesn't really say in the Gemara, but in order to answer Rashi's kasha, Rashi asks, how can you say that Kavar Abrius is never Deicha Nisa Deraisa? It's Deicha Tumas Kana and it's Deicha Tumas Anozir. So Rashi answered, that is Hutra. That's not the Chuya. That's not the Kavar Abrius as Matarin. The Hutra. That prohibition was never formulated in the first place. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and says, it's not true. That all that is Deicha. It's not that it's Hutra. So Tosfos says, just like the longer version should have been just like the Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos, that there's an exception to the rule by these two weaker Isurim. Either Yeshna B'Sheilo Alap Sheinu Shavu Bakol, that you say, Ese Decha Lois Ese V'Ese, so too you say, Kavar Rabbis Kemi Decha Doz Isurim. So you have so far five Heterim. Three in the Gemara and two from the Tosfos. Then the sixth Heter is a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rosh is not here. The Rosh is not on our Gemara, but when you look in the Rosh over here, so they tell you, look in the Rosh in Nida, in Perek Isha, the end of Nida, where the Gemara talks about a little bit about Shatans, about Shua Tovi Vanuz. So there the Rosh talks about this topic. Hamaitzi Klein Bedigdo. Person is walking in the street, and he realizes, he looks at the label on the garment, and it says it's a Lindsay Woolsey. He finds that it's really shatness. So poshtan afila b'shuk. So why? Because the pasuk says in Mishnah in Chachma and Tefillah Negan Hashem, kamach m'shesh chil Hashem. Chil Hashem means someone's doing an avera. So there's no din of kavod abrius. What does the Gemara say in Chokin kavod l'rav? Who's talking about kavod l'rav? So the Rambam writes the case a little differently. Look in the Rambam. He doesn't have a moti klayim big dough. The fellow's walking in the street in front of everybody, and he realizes that he's wearing shatnas, has to take off the shatnas, even though he's going to be walking around in his underwear, or without underwear, worse. So the Rambam gives a different case. A moti klayim big dough shel chavero. A moti klayim beged shel rabbi. My Rebbe is wearing shatnas, and he's walking in the street. And I find that the Rebbe has shatnas, so I have to take off the shatnas and chokin kovod l'rav. I have to take off the beged of the Rebbe in the middle of the street, even though it's a bizoyin talmid chacham, because that's what the Gemara says, and chokin kovod l'rav. Kamakom shechil Hashem, chil Hashem means when avera is done. Chil Hashem doesn't mean what we usually call chil Hashem. Chil Hashem means when someone's doing an avera, and chokin kovod l'rav. So the Rosh quotes the Rambam, and he says he's not so convinced that the Rambam is right. Amotzi klein bebigdoi, the way we have the gears in Mark. Amotzi klein bebigdoi shalom. So he knows he's doing an avera, then is it? Now that he found out that he's wearing shatnas, so he has a yedias avera. So he says, kavod abrius is not decha. But amotzi klein bebigdoi shel chavero, The other person is violating the aver b'shogeg. He does not have a shatnas. And I realize that a shatnas. So who says you have to tell him? Don't tell him. And maybe Kavir Abriya says Deicha, just like Kavir Abriya says Deicha, din deraisa. She eshna b'sheilo. And it's Deicha, and he said deraisa, if it's ain't a shava b'kol, like Tosha said. So maybe Kavir Abriya should be Deicha and aver deraisa, that's being violated b'shogeg. The other fellow is only wearing the shatnas, and he does not have a shatnas. So don't tell him. Don't tell him until he gets home. And then you tell him you're wearing shatnas, so then he'll take it off. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam holds, even though the other person is wearing the shatnas b'shegeg, still, Kavir Abriya is not dech anything. And the Rosh thinks that if he's only wearing it b'shegeg, so don't tell him. So don't tell him, and he'll only violate aver b'shegeg, so Kavir Abriya should be dech. So that's a question in Shulchan Aruch. Whether we should pass on like the Rosh or not. So that's a tshuva, that's a big shayla halacha l'maisa, tshuva the Nodi Bihuda. Unfortunately, it comes up in every generation. You have the Nodi Bihuda has, the Nodi Bihuda lived in the big city, in Prague. Prague was on like New York. That was the center of all the Averis. Avodah Zarah, Gil Arash, V'chazdavim, everything, like New York City. Like in Europe, Berlin, the center of Avodah Zarah, Gil Arash, V'chazdavim, and everything. So in Prague, he had all these, they used to send them all the shaylos, and they had the shaylos in Prague. So the Nodi Bihuda has all the tshuvas, he writes to whom he's sending the tshuva. This tshuva he doesn't write to whom he's sending, because the shaylos is so embarrassing. So the shaylos was, the tshuva was sent to a Talmid Chacham, who is a rabbi, and he says when he was a teenager, he learned out of town in the yeshiva, and he used to arrange that all the boys should eat by balabatim. So he used to eat by the same family every Shabbos. Every Shabbos afternoon, the husband would go learn Gemara, and he would be having an affair with the wife. The wife was much older than him. The wife was old enough to be his mother. And he didn't realize that's Aseres Adibas, Lo Sinov. He didn't put two and two together. Then he got along very well with the parents. He married their daughter. Now he's a prominent rabbi in a community. Now he's looking back and he's thinking, what was going on? He was mezana with Aneshes Ish every Shabbos afternoon. And the woman is Asur Abayla. The woman is Aneshes Ish Zinsa. So he sends a shada to the Nodi Bihuda, though I have to notify my father-in-law as to what happened, that the Isha should, my in-laws will have to get divorced. It'll be an embarrassment to me, it'll be an embarrassment to them, prominent people. Everybody will be dead embarrassed. Or maybe we should pass on like the Rosh, that since it's going to cause humiliation, so Kavir Abriya can be Dech and Issa Deraisa also, if it's B'shogeg. The Aver is being violated B'shogeg. Why is it B'shogeg? The husband doesn't know the facts that his wife was Mizan. He knows the din. The wife knows the facts, but she doesn't know the din. She doesn't know that there's a din of Soit Asur al-Bailu. Husband knows the din, but he doesn't know the fact that the wife was mezana. So they're both violating the aver b'shogeg. Husband and wife are still, his in-laws, are still living together. So the Nodi Bihuda has this tshuva, the Rav Pliny Mimakam Pliny. He doesn't say who it is and what the city is. And he thinks, he says, I can't ask him like the Rosh. Machlek is the Rosh and the Rambam, even though the Rambam quotes the Rosh in Yerudea. He says, I don't have the authority to be maker like the Rosh. I think you have to tell your in-laws that they have to get divorced. He thinks they're probably going to believe him. That was the Shaila. Eidechot is not neman to Aser Isha Baila. It's a Dovishav Yerba to tell a woman that she has to get divorced. But he thinks the father-in-law will believe him because he's the son-in-law and he's a prominent rabbi. So he thinks the father-in-law will believe him and they will get divorced. So that's what the Nodi Bihuda thinks. I don't think we have the right to be maker like the Rosh. I think we have to be machma like the Rambam. And the Rechaim, Chaim Sanza, who is after the Nodi Bihuda, has a tshuva about the same topic. And at the end of the tshuva, he writes, the minig, he disagrees with the Nodi Bihuda. Then he says, the minig of the Mara Hara is not like the Nodi Bihuda. The minig is to be maker like the Rosh. Because a lot of times, a woman will confide in her rabbi that she had an affair with someone. And she doesn't know that there's a din of Soit Asur al-Bailo. So does the rabbi have to tell her? Or a woman will confide in her psychiatrist or her psychologist. And the psychologist is a learned person. So does the psychologist have to tell the woman that she has to get divorced? Or does the rabbi have to tell the woman have to get divorced? So that's the shaila. So the Rechaim, Rav Chaim Sanz, right, said the minig of the Moira Hara is not like the Neri Yehuda. Minig is lahaka like the Rosh. So these are the five or six heterim. The Rechaim says that there are six. These are the six kulas that you have. Mishum Kavar Abriyas. Kavar Abriyas Decha Derabonis, Decha Mamayna, Decha Shevi Altase, whatever that means. Then it's Decha Lav Shein Shove Bakol, Lav Sheeshna B'Sheilo. And then the question is it Decha when the fellas violating the Aver B'Shegik? That's Machlek, is the Rosh and the Rambam. What was the example that the Gemara gave of Kavar Abiyas as Decha Tuma de Rabbanon? So one example was Medalgam Hayinu Al Gabi Aroin. The Rav Aronis have a Paseach Tefach. If there wouldn't be a Paseach Tefach, then there's no Ohel. Then it's not Chaitzitz Bifnei Tuma. Let's say if there's a mace on the floor here, lying flat on the floor, so between the bottom of the roof and the top of the mace is many feet. So you have more than a tefach. If you have a tefach al tefach, berum tefach, in between the mace and the bottom of the roof, then the roof is chaytis b'fnei tuma. The tuma doesn't go higher. So rov aronis have a pesach tefach. Miut aronis are so, the lid is so low that you don't have a pesach tefach. So the begoizim of the rabbanon that kohanim shouldn't jump over coffins, even if you have a pesach tefach, or to those that don't have a pesach tefach. Yeah, Taisus here is Bada Nebukadshe. Rav Aronis Yeshmalim Pesach Tefa. So Taisus says, they quote Mishnayos, that it really makes it worse. If you have an Oron that has a Pesach Tefa, then it's not Chaitzitz Bifnei Atuma. Then the Tuma is connected the whole Oron. If it doesn't have a Pesach Tefa, let's say you bury a mace in the ground. A mace was buried like this, like Yoshka. Bury a mace like this. So the Tuma is Oil Adler Rakia. Like Yoshke, it goes like two legs and the two arms, exactly. But if it's not keneged a mace, it's not. But if you have a lid, if the mace is in a coffin and a big coffin stretched out like this, not only is it metami keneged the mace, metami keneged the whole rectangular shape. If it's a pesach tefach, then it's called. So then, the tumah is keneged. Afilu keneged harekan. Afilu b'tzad harekan. Even when there isn't, even the mace doesn't have his limbs over there. If it doesn't have a pesach tefach, then it's called tumah ritzutzes. Tumah ritzutzes because we are the rakia tumah ritzutzes only goes keneged ames. But if it has a pesach tefach, then it's bentami keneged kulam. So what does the Gemara say over here? That Rav Aronis yesh lam pesach tefach, and therefore the tumah, therefore the lid of the coffin is chaytzes b'fnei tumah faker. If you have a pesach tefach, it makes it worse. So Taisus answers no. Taisus answers it must be that you have, let's say, here's the coffin. It must be that there's an opening in the coffin over here, a tefach al tefach, so the tumah can go out over there. But if the coffin is closed on all four sides, and there's a pesef tefach between the bottom of the lid and the top of the mace is on the bottom half of the coffin. And the bottom of the lid, you have a tefach, you have more than a tefach. Coffins have more than a tefach between the bottom of the lid and the top of the mace. Then it's metameh, keneged the whole rectangular shape of the coffin. The only time it's not called tumah ritzutza is if there's a tefach ha-tefach opening here for the tumah to go out. Let's say someone would be dead in the room and the window is open. So somebody leans over the ceiling so the tumah can go out. Where is it going to go out? It only continues to flow. Let's say the mace is over there. Mace is near the door. So that's called oil hamshocha. So there's an oil that continues to go to the window. So the tumah goes all the way, wherever there's an oil. Then you go out the window, so there's no more oil. So let's say if you have something protruding, a lot of times you have something protruding on the outside of the building. It doesn't go up on top like that. It goes like this. The roof on the top of the building protrudes a little bit. So if it protrudes a tefach out, a lot of times you have a hospital. I was just in Los Angeles over Shabbos. I remember... many years ago, there was an ASIC that Cedar Sinai Hospital over there has a roof that protrudes around a tefach, protrudes a tefach around the whole, it's a city block, protrudes around the whole city block. And they have a morgue, and the morgue is located in such a way that the tumas ames goes when they take the mesim out from the morgue, it goes under that part of the protrusion that goes around. So a kohen can't walk into the hospital, can't walk next to the hospital on all four sides of the building. He can't walk near the hospital at all. So I remember there was a simple solution to solve the problem, but it took him until the chief rabbi visited. So the chief rabbi told him how to solve the problem. The one who's the chaplain in the hospital was afraid to change anything unless he's going to have a high authority. So they had the Sephardic chief rabbi, I forgot really which one it was, probably Mar Chalio. When he visited, so he said, yeah, you just change a little bit by the morgue. If the roof protrudes a tefach out, so the tumor goes under the roof, goes around the whole building. Or well, let's say you have the kohen is in the next room, and the mace is in this room, and the window is open here, the window is open there, so the tumor goes out through the window. If there's a protrusion of a tefach, there's no protrusion of a tefach, it doesn't go any further. If there's a tefach, then it goes to the side, then it goes back in the other window. So if the kohen is in the next room and the window is open, so the tumor will go back into the other room. Even though here there's a wall that's mopsik, the tumor wouldn't be able to go through. So that's what Tosis Tain is. This din, that if you have a pesach, tefach, it's chaitzis b'fnei tumor, this is only if there's an opening on the side. So there's a place for the tumor to go through. But if everything is locked in, tumor is locked in over here, it's encased, then if there wouldn't be a pesach tefach, the tumor would only go up adler akia keneged ames. If you do have a pesach tefach, but the whole tumor is boxed into this coffin, then the tumor goes keneged the whole rectangular shape. That's what Tosis says. Rav Aharonis Yeshlan pesach tefach. He mentioned there's a sefer Birchas Rosh on Brachas. The author was Rav Osher Tiktina, I think his name was. He was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He gave shurim in Volozhin. The shurim that he gave in Volozhin on Brachas, he printed in the Sefer Birchas Rosh. As the Sefer Birchas Rosh on Nozer also by the same author. So in the Birchas Rosh, he quotes that the Vilna Goyen and the Bir Agram Mishnayos always disagrees with the Tosfos. He thinks that it's not correct. That's Psachidish. But you got to know a holus for that, to know if the Vilna Goyen is right. But the Pashtus is like the Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Mishnah is like that. The Pashtus is like Tosfos. That you have a coffin where the tumor is all contained within the coffin. There's no opening on the side for the tumor to go out. Then it makes it worse. And if it has a pesach tefach, then it makes it worse. That's the Gemara. So here the top Tosfos has a new kasha. They quote there is a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Ayin Beis. What does it say? Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a brisa. That's at the beginning of Parshas Chukas. So Chukas Hatar Adam Kiyam is Ba'oil. So the Gemara comments, why does it say Kol Shiga Pnei Asada B'Chalal Cherev? What does it have to say Pnei Asada for? If you touch a mace, you metame a mace and metame b'magam emasa uba ohal mace Yisrael mace Yaakov is a machlokes Satanan whether metame ba'ohal. Mesa Yisrael for sure is metame b'magam emasa or ba'ohel. Yeah. So what do you need al pnei asode for? So the Gemara says al pnei asode comes to be mar b'goylo v'doifik. What does that mean? Goylo v'doifik, the mesa is usually buried 6 feet under, but the goylo v'doifik sometimes will be al pnei asode on top of the field. What is goylo v'doifik? So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. That's what Tosfos. Beginning at the end, they talk about the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the goyel of the doifik referred to the sideboards. Let's say this is the coffin, so the boards, the four boards on the side, those are the goyel, and I think the doifik is the lid on top of the coffin. So not only is a mace metame ba'ohel, the goyel of the doifik is also metame ba'ohel. And Tosfos disagrees. Rabbi Natam disagrees with Rashi. The last three lines, in Tosfos, Alken Pirush Abinatam, Abinatam disagrees, the Goylo B'doifik doesn't mean the sideboards on the coffin and the lid on the coffin. No, that's not Goylo B'doifik. Goylo B'doifik refers to the Matzeva. And the Doifik, I think he says, are the stones that sometimes hold up the matzeva on the side. Why they call it a goylov? So they have, if you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudit, I think they have photographs that years ago they used to bury mesim in caves. Sometimes they were man-made caves, sometimes they were natural caves. And then they would roll, they would have a circular stone, and they would roll the circular stone in place to close the opening to the cave. So that's the reason why it's called golov, because it used to be round, and you were able to roll it on the ground. So this is a machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. What does golov bedoifik mean? So Tosfos is bothered with a kasha on Rashi. If Rashi holds golov bedoifik are the sideboards and the lid of the coffin, and that's mentami ba'ohel. So what is the Gemara? What does it help over here that you have a rov aronis, you have a pasev tefach? So the tumah doesn't go from the mace. The mace is not mentami ba'ohel, but the girl of Adolfik is mentami ba'ohel. So the Rav Lozer Rav Tzadik, who was it? Who was the one who was a kohen? Rav Lozer Rav Tzadik says, I was a kohen. We used to jump likras malcha Yisrael, likras malcha Yumasam, Mishim Kovar Abriyas. He used to jump Hagabi Aroinus. What does it help that you have a Pasech Tefach, so the Tumas Hameis doesn't go up, but the girl of a Defik is Bentami? So that's what Tosfos says. Isn't that a Rai that he's wrong? The Rashi is wrong. The Rabbeinu Tam is right, that it's referring to the Matzeva. It's not referring to the lid of the coffin and the sideboards on the coffin. It's referring to the Matzeva, and the Aroinus is not a problem. So Tosfos answers for Rashi, no. Rashi is right, that golov bedoifik means the lid of the coffin. And even though the lid of the coffin is also metame ba'ohel, the kohenim, whoever's going to jump on top of it, is going to become tamei. But that's mentioned in the Mishnah in Nozir. That's what they quote from Nozir, Daf Nun Dalet. The Mishnah goes through the dinim in the Chumash. It says if a person who's makabal nand in the Zeris, and then he's nitma lameis. The tesapisam, accidentally, the mezid b'shogeg, does make a difference when he becomes tamei lameis. So he has to be migaleach. He has to shave off all the hair on top with a tar. That's what we spoke about before. Even though, usually, if he's a kohen and a nozer, it should have been ein eser dochel eser sves, but the din is that he is. He still shaves off the payas with a razor. The rest of the hair shave off, that's not out there, but the payas to shave off with a razor, that should be an iser. Still, he shaves it off. Essay is dechal essay, essay. And he has to bring special karbonis in order to start all over again. Hayom Hamsharim Yiplu, and he starts all over again, the homolos, to count all over. So the Mishnah says that whoever is a Tomei Tumas Meis, those days when he's a Tomei Tumas Meis are not oilam. Even if he's a Metzorah is Hukish Lameis, because when Miriam became a Tzoras Kasheleg, so Moshe Rabbeinu offered a Tfila Al Nach Tika Meis. Moshe B'tzei Samirechim Imo V'yochel Chatzi Besor. So the Gemara says, you see from that passage, because the Baruch Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, put the din doesn't become a din because Moshe Rabbeinu said it. It could be that Moshe Rabbeinu never said that language, but the Baruch Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, he dictated to him, write this in the Chumash that you said that. It could be that he never said that. He offered a prayer. It could be that that's not the language that he said. Rabbi Shalom told him, write this in the Chumash, that that's how we know the din, and a Metzorah is Kish Lameis. Metzorah hu Kish Lameis. So just like Tumas Meis, if a Nozir is a Tami Tumas Meis, the whole time that his Tami Tumas Meis are not Oila, he took in that in the Ziris for 5 years. If he's a Tami Tumas Meis for a year or two, he has to count all over again. So this if the Nozir is a Metzorah, has a tumas teras, and Metzorah is kish lemeis. Also in the Mishnah, I say it's not oila. But if he's a hukish lemeis, but it's not a meis, it's hukish lemeis. So the din is the yomim, yemei tuma, not oila, but he doesn't have the din that he shaves off his whole head, and he has to bring karbonis nozer tomei. That's only kiyomis meis ola b'fes apisim, if he actually comes in contact with a dead body. If he just has a tumor that's iskish lemeis, like Metzorah iskish lemeis, that din doesn't apply. Not only that, even if he became tomei, tumas meis, but he didn't come in contact with an actual meis. So there are three examples that in the Geah, la'alocha, and the Mishnah in Nozir Nun Dalet gives a few examples. Three examples that in the Geah, la'alocha are, one case is goylo b'doifek, if you come in contact with whatever girl of Adafik is, if you come in contact with a girl of Adafik, it causes you to become a Tommy Thomas mace, but you didn't really actually come in contact with a mace. Another example is Cherev Hareu Kecholol. Cherev Hareu Kecholol means there's Machlekes Rashi and Tosis, and the same Machlekes as the Rambam and the Rabbi. What exactly does it mean, Cherev Hareu Kecholol? So the Shach in Yeridei quotes the Machlekes. So some Rishonim say Cherev Hareu Kecholol only applies if it's a Kli Mateches. If there's a person is dead in the house and there are spoons and forks that are made from metal, so all the spoons and forks have a din of Avi Avos Atumah. A mace is considered like Avi Avos Atumah. If I go to a funeral, I'm in the same room with the mace, I become an Achatumah. Then I go home and I shake hands with someone else, I make him into a Rishon L'Tumah. Because an Avatumah, the tumor, when it's transmitted, always goes down a Madrega. So the mace is Avi Avos Atumah. I'm a Kabbal tumor from the mace, I become an Avatumah. Goes down a Madrega, I shake your hands, I make you into a Rishon L'Tumah. So the din is, what if I went to the funeral and I had in my pocket a metal knife, metal spoon? So the metal spoon, the holidays, a metal spoon becomes like a cherev harei kecholol, becomes avi avos atumah. That's an exception to the rule. Instead of the whenever the told the same lavka yetzibayim, the Gemara says on the first daf in Bava Kama that by tumah, whenever the tumah is transmitted, so it always goes down a madrega. It goes down from avi avos atumah, I become an av atumah. I touch you, I make you a terishin l'tumah. But if you have a cherev harei kecholol, if I have a metal kli that came in contact with the mace, a boil a mace, so the metal spoon becomes avi avos atumah. Then when it touches you, you become an av atumah. Instead of you becoming a rishon atumah, you become an av atumah. Tosfos asks, isn't this in contradiction to the rule that told the same lav kayotze b'ayim by tumah? There has to be the tumah when it's transmitted. Always has to go down a madrega. How can it be that the cherev harei kecholol is an avi avos atumah, the same madrega? So Tosfos and Baba Kama says, no, it still fits into the rule, because the cherev harei kecholol cannot make another cherev harei kecholol. If the spoon will touch another spoon, it won't make it into avi avos atumah. If the mace itself touches the spoon, it makes it avi avos. But if the spoon touches another spoon, it's not. So the tumah did go down a little bit. It didn't go down fully from avi avos to an avi tumah, but it went down a little bit. It's not the same level of avi avos as the mace itself was. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says in the first daf in Bava Kama, that the rulers told the same klav kayitzman, whenever the tumah is transmitted, always goes down a madrig. So that's many rishonim hold that it only cherev harei kecholol. Chol means a dead body, and cherev means a kli cheres, other a kli mateches. Other rishonim say, the Rambam says, cherev harei kecholol doesn't only apply to kli mateches, even clothing. Let's say the mace dies, so the clothing is an avi avos atumah. And wooden kelim also, metal kelim, wooden kelim, cloth, everything but kli cheres. Kli cheres is not included in the cherev harei kecholol. Much more inclusive. So the Rambam is more machmer, and the Rabbi is more mekel. The Rabbi said it only applies to kli mateches. That's my observation. So what if a kohen, what if a nazir became tomei through cherev harei kecholol? So he got tomei tumas meis, but he never actually came in contact with a meis. He never went to the funeral. He never goes to funerals. Someone was at the funeral, and then they came back, and the nazir touches a spoon that was in the same room with the mace. So the Mishnah says that ein nazir megaleh chalav. That's a case. Kol zman that is a tamei tumas mace, it's not oilolo. It doesn't count for the malos. But when he becomes tohar, he needs hazar shlish and shvi. But when he becomes tohar, Then he doesn't have to bring a karbonis, that's not to shave off the hair. You don't say Hayom Rishonim Yiplu. Let's say he took a net in the Zeris for 5 years and he observed 3 years, and then he became Tommy through a cherev harei kecholol. He doesn't have to observe all 5 years all over again, just have to observe another 2 years. All those dinim, Hayom Rishonim Yiplu, and Tiglachas Nazir Tomei, and to bring the karbonis, everything doesn't apply. That's another case. Then we assume there's a third case. These are three famous cases that are discussed in Shulchan Aruch in the context of this top tesis on Yud Tes Amud Beis. Third case is what we call Sof Tumah Lotzeis. Let's say there's a mace in the room. The shiur takes forever. So one of the students drops dead in the middle of the shiur. Someone drops dead. So the door is closed. The door is closed in such a way. See, the door over here is closed in such a way. that you can slip a paper under the door. It has a half an inch space. So since the door is not fully closed, so the tumah goes out into the hallway the way it is. Well, let's say there would be a rubber piece on the bottom of the door, sometimes there is, and you can't slip anything under the door. So the whole opening is completely sosum. So even though it's only sosum temporarily, that chaytzeitz bifnatim. So the tumah doesn't go into the hallway. But how are we going to get the mace? We're going to leave the mace here forever? No, we're going to take the mace out. How are we going to take them out? We're going to take them out the window? So you call the chevi kadisha, and they figure out what's the easiest way. So they say, we're not going to take them out the window. It'll be too complicated. We're going to take them out here. How are we going to take them out the front lobby? No, we're going to take them to the basement. Is there a basement in this? I was never in the basement. We're going to take them through the basement and take them out somewhere. We don't want everybody to see that one of the students dropped dead in the middle of class. Okay. So if they plan to open the door and to take the mace out, that's called soif tumalatzis. Soif tumalatzis is a shayla, Rashi and Beitza, in two places. In one place, he writes that it's a din de rabbon. In one place, he writes that it's halacha moshe mesina. So the Shita Mekubetzis points out it's a stira in the two Rashis in Beitza. The Mefarshim give a simple teretz why it's not a stira, but that's a question. What's doing? Rashi, in one place, writes the rabbon. In one place, he writes that it's halacha moshe mesina. So the question is, what if a kohen, what if a nazir becomes tame through a sof tomalotzeis? So kol zman that is tame to a mesmeis, it's not oiler leminyan for the malos of naziris. But does he have to shave off his hair? So the Mishnah says no. That there's a tumah shein, and sometimes there's a case, there's a situation of tumas meis without actually coming in contact with the meis. The Rambam coins an expression that people like to use, atzma shel meis. The kohen is only, the nozir, is only megaleach, the only sayarim misharim yiplu. And you have to be megaleach, and you have to bring the karbonis nozir tamei, that's only if he came in contact with atzma shel meis. But if it became tamei tumas meis, without actually come in contact with atzma shel meis, any one of these three cases, namely, soif tumalat says, the door was closed, but soif goes up, we plan to open the door, when the meis is still going to be here, we're going to take the meis out. So sof tumalotzis is one, cheverek echolov is one, and gola v'dofik is a third. So in these three cases, that's a din, ein anozim agalech aleh. So there's a line in Maseches Smochus. Maseches Smochus was written in the days of the Gaonim. That's why it says in the fourth line, the Torah says, perek dalet haloche chof aleph. What do you mean haloche? It should say perek dalet Mishnah chof aleph. The answer is, it's not Mishnah, yes. It's from the Gaonim, from the days of the Gaonim. Same thing, Maseches Sofrim was written also in the days of the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. It's not from the Tanoim. It's not from the Amoraim. So the Goyim write in Maseches Smochus being Hilchos Avelus. It's a euphemism. Loshen Sagi Nohar. So the Goyim write in Hilchos Avelus, Kol Tumah Shein Anozer Megaleach Aleha, Ein HaKohen Muzer Aleha. These three cases, Chervarek Cholol and Girl of the Doifik and Sof Tumalot says, since the Mishnah says in Nozer Nun Dalet, Eina Nozer Megaleach Aleha, so it's Muta for the Kohen to come in contact. All these are Tumas Kohenim and Tumas Nozer, same thing, Nozer and the Kohenim are only prohibited from coming in contact with Atzma Shel Meis. But it's only Tumas Meis, without actually coming in contact with Atzma Shel Meis, then it's Muta for the Kohenim to come in contact. So the Rabbi Natam says, the Kohenim are wrong. He has it right a lot of times. He disagrees with the Gaonim. He says the Gaonim are wrong. And he proves that they're wrong from the din. There's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Ayin Beis. It's in Sanhedrin Daf Dalet and a few places. The Gemara has a Beferish Ebraisa that a Kohen is not allowed to come in contact with the Revi'ez Dam Habo Min HaMeis. Revi'ez Dam Habo Mishnei Meisim. Let's say a Chatzi Revi'ez. What's a Revi'ez? Revi'ez Halug. What is a Lug? There are six baits in a lug. So a revius halug is what? Baits or machza, the volume of an egg and a half. So if you have a revius dam, abo mishnei meitzim, you have a kebetza of dam from one mace and a chatzi baits of dam from another mace, you have it together. So that's a machlokes hatanam. Revius dam, abo mishnei meitzim, is that metame yanat? And it's all based on psukim by Tumas Kohanim. That the assumption is the Gemara is interpreting Pesukim Chumash, the Kohen is not allowed to come in contact with Revi'ez Dam Haba Min HaMeis, Mimeis Echad, Mishnei Meisim is a Machlokes HaTanoim. whether it's mitzdarf or not. Mimesechet for sure it's also. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that we have a Mishnah that the psak changed over the generations. Tosfos says, they quote, Noza nun beis, nun gimel, what does it say? Iskenim harishonim hoyu omrim. In the earlier generations, it's manabais, he used to paskin, vi is dam, a nozer is megaleach. And in later generations, they reversed the psak, they said, no, only an achatzi lugdam. Vi is dam is not allowed, ined achatzi lugdam. So they say, you see that the goyim are wrong, that a kohen is not allowed to be metami to revi'ez dam, even though it knows it was not megalech on a revi'ez dam. So you see that the cloud is incorrect. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that all these three cases, seftum alotzeis, and cherev harek acholol, and gerlu v'doifik, everything, it's also for the kohen to come in contact. So Rabbeinu Tam had a Talmud, Rav Chaim Kohen. So Rav Chaim Kohen used to learn by Rabbeinu Tam, then he moved, then he graduated, got his mech, and he moved, then he took a rabbanus. So he corresponded with the Rabbeinu Tam and he sent him a letter. He said, well, Rabbeinu Tam wasn't a kohen, so he can paskin whatever he wants. But he says, Eze b'aisat shetiv nuli, ein b'aisat she'ein sham meis. The Rishonim quote the letter that he sent to the Melitza. Every house in Europe, someone must have died at some time or another, and every house has a metal spoon, so every house has a cherev harek yacholol, and a kohen is muzer. So he said, Eze b'aisat shetiv nuli, I can't enter any house in the world. Every house has a cherev harek yacholol. So if you paskin that the kohen is not muzer on tumas cherev harek yacholol is nicha, it's a tumas she'ena nozer megaleach aleha. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, even a tumas she'ena nozer megaleach aleha, the kohen is muzer aleha. So it's impossible. You're making life impossible. That's what he tells. So that's how we paskin the Shulchan Aruch like the Rav Chaim Kohen against the Rabbeinu Tam. We don't accept this Rabbeinu Tam. So we're makel by cherev harek yacholol, and we're makel by goel v'doifik. But by sof to malot says they're machmer. So what is that pshar? It doesn't make any sense. They should all be in the same boat. So they quote the whole hachra, the whole compromise was developed by the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin, I think, lived in Italy. No, even though he lived in Italy, but he set up a lot of psak halacha as we know it today for Ashkenazim, for the people who don't live in Italy. The Italians usually have their own Sfardish and Menogim, but he, Trumas Hadeshin, set up for everybody. So the Trumas Hadeshin said that was the old minig. The minig always was that Kohenim would be careful not to come in contact with Soif Tumalotzeis. So he uses an expression, Kadesh, Lola Shaberes Aminig, Lola, not to violate the minig. The minig always was that Kohenim would be careful. And the Soif Tumalotzeis, so we leave that as a chumrah. But the Cherev Harek HaCholol in the Gerlu V'Doifik, there wasn't such a clear minig. That was always an issue. So that we paskan against the Rabbeinu Tam. That we paskan like Rav Chaim Kohen, because Rav Rishonim held like that. That we do follow the Ge'onim and the Maseches Mos, called Tumashen, and those are Megalech Olah, and a Kohen Muzer Olah. Either Rabbeinu Tam had an argument with the Chatzi Lug and the Revi'ez Halug.
Isn't that at Tumashen
Meis?
Huh? That could be at Tumashen Meis.
But it's still, it's a discrepancy. The Nozer is only Megaleach on a Chatzi Lug. And the Nozer is only Megaleach on a Chatzi Lug. And the coin is Muzer on a Revi'ez Dam Bamin Ameis. See, that's what Tais answers, what you said. That's Mamish the Meis. That's Atzmashal Meis. The Shiurim are a little different. Okay. Aloch al Moshe, the Shiurim are Aloch al Moshe Mesina. The Shiurim are a little different. But the Tumas Dam Ameis is Mamish Atzmashal Meis. That's exactly what Tais answers. It's not in violation of the din. Okay, B'li Neda, tomorrow we'll have to continue. Take a look, that's a rich test. Take a look, the Rashi here has two pshatim. Why, what does it mean, Lomalaz Beno? What's the Hava mean of Lomalaz Beno here? The Or Sameach has a famous comment on the Rashi. The Sefer Zera Adon.